We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You need to become a Saints Happy Hour patron. It's best Saints podcast and community in the world. You get every podcast without no commercials, early access to special episodes, and patron-only perks. You get to talk to my dad on Discord, and you get cool swag box delivered to your house. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. That's the best commercial ever.
Saints practicing in pads. Andrew's UDFA son is punting bombs, but Andrew's not here to celebrate it. Saints are practicing. We got a ton of Saints news, as always. And, Kevin, a dynasty is born. Thomas, hit the intro.
Welcome to the award-winning Saints Happy Hour podcast. Seriously, this podcast has won awards? American standards are dropping every day. The show features Ralph, the best host in the world, who can barely pronounce his own name, much less anyone else's.
Marquez Callaway.
Dave is that dude who loves taking bathroom breaks. He's mad about almost anything, so make sure to lower your volume when he speaks.
Put that freaking clown meme back up that I made. Jesus Christ.
Andrew has sources, watches tapes, and knows football. He rarely shows up on time and wants to commit crimes to help the Saints win.
Sean Payton would have done illegal things. Don't tell me I'm wrong, because you know it's true.
Oh, and there's also Kevin, who is great at doing mock drafts, but struggles to actually watch Saints games or have a functioning relationship.
Butterich wants to know how the doctor's doing.
That ended.
Anyway, grab a drink, sit back, and enjoy the insanity.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. We are live on the Twitch. If you aren't, follow us on Twitch. And remember to subscribe to Saints Happy Hour wherever you get your podcast. Smash the like button on YouTube. Also, become an annual patron at patreon.com/saintshappyhour. Get 2 months for free. Annual patrons get a special welcome gift of our Saints season survival mug. Get one before they run out. Thanks to Octoberus, Mandy, Brennan, Doctor Zeus, Jerry, as always, Hatchet John. We got all the regulars in the chat. It's amazing tonight. Remember, our off-season MVP contest, Kevin, it's underway. Have you ever wanted to tell Kevin to shut up on the main show? Or do you enjoy Dave going to the bathroom? Not tonight, because he's not here. He'll be here maybe a little later. Or grill Andrew about his sauces. Andrew can't do it because he's not here. But now you can. Now you can. The person who donates the most each week gets entered into our drawing to sit in with us on the main show. And if we reach $100 in donations tonight, the MVP will choose which mini bar from my gigantic mini bar booze collection I'm going to poison myself with.
Mini bar bottle.
Yeah, we got this. We got Howlerhead Bourbon. This is from Houdat Golfer. And we got Ryan's Irish Cream Liqueur.
Hold it up a little higher. That second one.
A little higher. How's that?
A little bit lower.
A little bit lower.
How's a little bit higher now. Right there.
All right.
Okay. There you go.
Now you feel my pain, Kevin.
Now yeah. So, you know, and plus, anyone who donates any amount gets entered into our drawing to get one of our Crew to Taste Them cups. Get one before they disappear. Thomas, did I thank the people who are in the chat. We got a ton of the regulars in the chat already. Do we have an MVP? We have an MVP leader already, Thomas.
Yes, sir, we do. We reached the goal 3 weeks in a row. Let's hope to make we'll make it a month in a row. Last week, Andrew won for the first time. And right now, Hatchet John is in the lead with 5 gifted subs. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
And
thank
also
you,
thanks to Budrich for resubscribing and the donation message. We are getting closer to misery. How the fuck is it August? And also thanks, Budrich, for 500 bits. He said, tell those jokers to hurry up. So we are 35% there.
I want to tell that Budrich, I love you. You're the best. You're the trivia. You're our trivia, our head of trivia. You're in the Discord all the time. But Budrich, he posts like a Saints highlight of the day in the Discord. Like it's an old ESPN primetime highlight, Chris Berman, Tom Jackson. And he posts like the highlight of the day. And Kevin, usually he posts like a fun one, the Saints win, you know. Today, he posted the 2002 Vikings game where the Saints blow it. Dante Culpepper drops the ball, picks it up, runs for the two-point conversion. It's the first time ever in NFL history a coach didn't kick the extra point to tie, went for two for the win. Budrich just posting that vile disgustingness in the Discord. I was very upset with him, but we love you anyway, Budrich. Kevin, what are you drinking before we get to something huge?
So, you know, in honor of our big victory,
yeah, we'll get to that.
I decided to go back into what makes a champion. What makes a champion? It's you got to go back to consistency, to old habits, to the things that got you to where you are, and we'll be drinking a mug of Throat Coat.
There we go.
For this. So there we go.
That's right. And the reason Kevin is drinking Throat Coat is because it's official. Saints Happy Hour Podcast. We are a dynasty. Saints Happy Hour Podcast. We won back-to-back Louisiana Sports Writers Association Podcast of the Year. Thanks to all the patrons and all the listeners, but especially the patrons, because they make it possible, because it allows us to do amazing video, have the best producer in the world, wake up in the middle of the night in Poland. And because he's the best producer in the world, Thomas, we knew we had won this award, but we had to keep it under wrap and lock and key. We had to like sign a non-disclosure agreement we couldn't announce until Sunday. So Thomas had ample time to work on a special awards video that none of us have seen, so I'm excited about this. Thomas, play that video. I'm excited to the award winning podcast of the year celebration video.
Hey guys, the Wicker Man here. Congrats on the award. So proud of y'all.
Holy shit, guys. You did it again. That's impressive.
Hey guys, how you doing? Just wanted to congratulate you on 2 years running of winning the Podcast of the Year award.
Unbelievable. You mean to tell me for 2 years, Louisiana has decided that you guys are the best sports podcast for now 2 years in a row?
Hey guys, just wanted to congratulate AI Thomas on winning the award.
I gotta say, you know, winning it 2 years in a row, that means it's time to really double down on everything that y'all are doing.
I can't even remember the last time the actual Saints did something twice in a row, except suck. Maybe that'll change this year.
We need the Kevin Love update to go from 10 minutes to 20.
My question for you is how? And maybe a follow-up of why?
We need Dave's rants to get 15% louder, and we need them to interrupt people about 20% more.
And that's where Saints Happy Hour and your very special brand of stupidity has really kept me going, it has to be said.
In all seriousness, you guys are doing a much better job with the podcast. Has gone much better. And
Ralph, the next time you pronounce someone's name correctly, I just want you to know you're putting the whole thing at risk.
There are a lot of tough times that I've had where just the sound of Cariello going off on one, or Kevin having one of his amazing rants, or Ralph mispronouncing everything and choosing what you do and how brilliant you are at the analysis.
Speaking to someone who doesn't typically listen to podcasts a lot, I really do enjoy your work, even though I'm kind of helping you guys with the trivia questions every now and then.
For a football podcast to come on its own when there is no football is just, that's genius. I love it.
And Andrew, please do not show up on time. It's not time to change the formula. It's time to double down. That's what we need to do to win round 3.
Congratulations nonetheless. Love you guys. Cheers. Here's to a three-peat. Let's do it.
Dave, Kevin, Ralph, Andrew, I'm glad you guys are getting recognized. I'm glad you guys are doing way better. And hopefully I'll keep dropping you guys some nice trivia questions.
I just want to say thank you for all the joy you've brought us. And I hope you're well. And many more years to come. And I love all of you.
We're almost to GOAT status, guys. Keep it up.
Wow. I'm like emotional, Kevin. I'm touched. Thomas like surprised us with it's like a life, like when they do like lifetime achievement awards at like the Oscars or the Grammys or whatever.
That means one of us is dying.
Well, no, I mean, it's better than that. No,
it's usually what that means.
No.
A career retrospective. One of us is on the way out.
No, we're not on the way out, at least not yet. I'm touched. Like, thank you guys so much for that.
Thank you. It is appreciated.
It is appreciated. And you know, like, it's some nice, and if you're not listening, well, you're not watching on the live stream, you should be. They have some really nice congratulations from Nikolai and Romeo.
Wait, do you want me to read this? Do you want me to read this? Because God knows you have trouble reading.
No.
No, we'll just. That's why people need to listen. They need
the
to watch.
The second one
the
is
going to
be much longer, Kevin. So you know,
Kevin, they need to. If they want to read it, if they want to see it, they should be on the live stream. The people on the live stream can read it, and we appreciate it. Nikolai, of course, has been amazing. He sends us beer, cars, and all kinds of amazing stuff. And Romeo did that too. But now, Thomas, I think Thomas is just like brat. Maybe this is just he's so excited to win the award. Maybe like it makes him like a big cheese in Poland. He's telling me he's like DMing me on the Discord. Like he's got something else that I don't know about. Thomas, play that too. I guess we got another congratulations. Thomas, play that too.
Yeah, I mean, you guys know I don't edit at all the behind the scenes footage, but I had to take out one thing because, you know, we were talking about the award and I thought it was a pretty emotional moment. So let's hear it. It's 46 seconds long, exactly.
All right. Great job tonight. And great job with the entry because we won again. And it's all because of you. You do an amazing job.
What
you
pick the fuck is this?
You do that entry. You pick the best, you submit it, we won again, we're a fucking dynasty, and it's partially our show.
I sound drunk.
Like,
you were.
We submitted before you came along, and we didn't win shit. Like, be proud of that. Like, I'm serious, Thomas. Like, you...
I
like
am.
That award is because of you. And I'm drunk and emotional, but get to bed and I'll talk to you. I'll get to bed and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
My God, I was
okay.
Drunk.
Cool. Thanks, Ralph.
Burn that tape, especially when Kevin.
Oh, that was right after you got drunk by reaching our goal.
Donation. Oh, wow.
Totally nonplussed by it. Ralph's like, you know, I mean, when we were doing the show and it was shit. Nobody was paying attention, and then you came on, and then you, and then we should get an apartment together because you're awesome. And you're like, "All right, Ralph, thank you. Okay, yes, you should be proud. You should be proud. I am proud, Ralph. Thank you. It is appreciated. I will buy all of the meats and cheeses now. You have made us better. Okay, Ralph. Thank you. Thank you. I must go.
Like,
I must go to work.
Fuck off, Crip. Fuck off, Crip. I gotta get to bed." Somebody said in the chat, we need to get Thomas, we need to start a live feed GoFundMe to get Thomas at the live show. Maybe we can do that. He can sleep in Dave's garage. But seriously, guys, we're so proud of it. And it's all because of you and we're having a good time. Everybody else on Twitter celebrates awards and Sportscaster of the Year and this and that. And other Saints podcasts that you know, they try to win this award. So, like, I'm going to be freaking proud of it. I'm just saying, you know?
I am proud of it at the same time. Like, I think I don't know, maybe out of all four of us, maybe I'm the one that has, maybe I have the biggest imposter syndrome. So it's like whenever I'm part of something that's successful or whenever some good fortune, you know, sort of comes my way or I get told I'm like really good at something.
Yeah.
I immediately, my guard immediately goes up. Like, okay, what does this person want from me? What are they throwing at me? What's about to happen? I can't really be that good, or this thing that I'm associated with or this thing that I'm a part of, it can't really be that good. So to be told for two straight years that, no, this thing that you are a part of is really good, it is really entertaining, and people do enjoy it. It does mean a lot, and yeah, I am thankful and grateful to the Louisiana Sports Writers Association.
That's right.
Like they said we were
the best.
They said we were the best last year. They said we were the best this year. All I can think of doing is just trying to keep trying to be what I am and hope that we as a podcast just keep trying to be the best that we can be. Well, and that'll be good. And I may have to update my dating profile to say back-to-back award winner.
That's right. You may have to. The thing is about this podcast, I think, is we've been doing it so long and we're so close and we open a door into our lives that other Saints podcasts just don't do. Other Saints podcasts, they do what they do, and you know, some are more
successful. They're good at it.
Some of them are good at it. Some of them are more successful than us. Nick Underhill, he's got a sports kingdom, right? But they don't do, like, everybody's got their niche. And our thing is, like, we create a personal bond with people. And the back-to-back awards, the things that are most special to me on this show in connection with fans is, Kevin...
With fans is great, but the connection with your goddamn microphone cord is atrocious. I have better luck with women in the medical field.
It's just the Texas internet. The Wire, the Yeti's brand new. Yeti's brand new. But I was going to say the things that the props.
Yeah, the
on
props.
Brand is the props at the live show, right? And the awards, and the fact that when our audio hit rock bottom, before Thomas, when we hit rock bottom with audio, like I'm having now, apparently, by the way Kevin's face is looking at me, when we hit rock bottom with audio, people weren't like, bleep you guys, I'm never listening again. People were emailing me and DMing me, like, let me help you fix the audio cripple. I'll help you. And that's when I knew, I was like, people really love this show. Instead of abandoning us, they're trying to help us. And we just, it makes a lot.
And then Tomas showed up on a horse from the old country and was like, I will edit program for you. I will help with sound.
In Return of the King.
Net Zero says, I have Net Zero.
Navigator.
Netscape Navigator. So, Thomas, how's my sound? Is my sound back and at least decent?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this, thanks again for the awards, Scott. And I wish Dave and Andrew were here, but they're not. So they didn't get to,
Maybe we can play the video at the end of the show also, you know.
Yeah, for Dave, he can see it again.
I tell you what, let me say this to you, Ralph, and this is something that I'm kind of glad that it's just me and you talking like right now.
Like old school.
Two reasons. Well, two reasons, just because. So one, me and you started this thing.
That's right.
What, 06?
Oh, yeah, 07, I think. 07.
Was it 07?
07, yeah.
Okay, we started at 07.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that is. I'm trying. I'm trying to think of just how to say it. It's weird being caught up in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like, because after, I think after I saw that it was public that we had won and like there was, you know, we had the cute little graphic. And somebody in the Discord was like, so what are you guys going to do with the plaques? And I was just like, plaques. Anyway.
Andrew collects them. He keeps them. He won't give them to us.
We're going to print them.
I haven't even seen him with them. I was just thinking, what would
our... The sun never sets on the Jewish Empire.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. I don't know where he is, but he's out doing Jewish Empire shit. But I wonder what... I do wonder sometimes, like, what would our dads think of this? Or, like, what would our dads say about this? You know, and... Yeah, that's it. Like, I never had... I didn't have the best relationship with my dad, but I know I did hear from time to time that he did enjoy the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, like just, you know, like somebody would say, oh, so-and-so listened to it, or oh, so-and-so listened, oh, your dad listened to it. Or sometimes he would say, oh, y'all are doing that. How's y'all still doing the podcast? All right, good. You know, how's Ralph doing? Or how are those other guys doing? How's that other fella doing? And yeah.
Yeah.
So that's it. And just, I don't know. I just sometimes wonder like what the reaction would be. Like if there would be a reaction, you know, if it would actually be like a congratulations from him, or if it would just be like a nod. Kind of thing. I don't know. I get it. I get way too into my head on this. I'm very, you know, father and son, cats in the cradle shit. I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff. You know, I cried in Kung Fu Panda 2. You know, whatever. Whatever.
And Titanic.
Throat coat, folks. Throat coat.
I cried at Elemental. You know, I watched Elemental and I cried, and that movie was terrible. This podcast, I'm proud of it because, you know, we just grinded and started at Bounty Gate and did every week. And we just grind. And the thing is, like, we went through the 100 yards of shit, as they say in Shawshank, of the bad Saint season in, like, 2014, 15, 16. Where, like, that was, like, everybody's like, oh, I'm going to get a podcast. And, like, they just, like, faded away. And we just, like, plowed through it. And we came through the other side. And then the Saints started winning. Everybody come on back. But we were there. And, like, it's commitment. Like, we have fun. And, like, I just, you know, I see my video is terrible, Thomas. I apologize. But it means a lot to me. And mostly it's fun to hang out with the fans on the live stream. And it's fun to hang out with you and Andrew and Dave. It gives us excuse, the live show. I can't wait. Because people love this show so much, Kevin. They send us free stuff. That's how much they love it.
Free booze.
That's crazy. And again, it is all appreciated. I will always feel undeserving of it regardless. and I will always be, it'll be simultaneous. Duality of man type thing. I'll simultaneously feel undeserving of it while at the same time feel I have to work to earn it anyway. So,
yeah.
Whatever we end up getting is it's lanyap to me, you know. We like work. I just enjoy fucking around with you, with Juge, with Dave, with Tomas. Yeah, it works. That's it. It just works.
Yeah,
and we're at 6,900. Nice. We're at 6,900 toward 10,000.
That's right.
Oh, we're at 7,000 now.
Wow. Nice timing, Kevin.
Yeah, no, I, beautiful. Hey, look, yeah, I when the thing hits Thomas 69, I got to jump on it.
That's right. Yeah. So we've gone like 30, like 27 minutes. We haven't done a drop of Saints news, which is on brand for us. But the Saints, Kevin, in pads this week.
Yes.
They started in pads. And by the way, another reason to become a patron, I give you everything you need to know almost every day from Saints training camp in less than 60 seconds. Thomas edits it. I give you boom, 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 everything you need to know in 60 seconds. Another reason why you should become a patron. Of course, Andres Pete is hurt because he's Andres Pete. Trey Turner.
Ah, the sun just set. Guess what? It's going to rise again in the morning. Andres Pete will still be hurt. The sun guards, never sets on the Jewish empire.
Andres Pete is hurt. We got to pour one out for Trey Turner. They signed Kyle Phillips, defensive end from the Jets. I don't know who he is. You don't know who he is, but he's going to be great. And this is important, Kevin. I regret to inform you, Andrew's UDFA son is punting incredible. And that's the only downside to tonight, because we can't have one. The thing is, we're creating a dynasty at Saints Happy Hour. I can't have Juge creating a mini dynasty within the dynasty.
Well, he's already further along. He's won three in a row, hadn't he?
Yes, that's right.
Has he won three in a row?
He's won three out of... So I forget.
So he's won three out of four. So then three out of four is a dynasty.
God damn it. So that's...
He's already there.
Oh, and I want to thank Nikolai. Not only does he send us beer... He went to Saints training camp and shot some video, some nice video. So we don't have to thieve any video from people on the Twitters. We can use
Thank
the
you.
One graciously. Thank you. Donated by Nikolai.
You need to become a Saints Happy Hour patron. It's best Saints podcast and community in the world. You get every podcast without no commercials, early access to special episodes, and patron-only perks. You get to talk to my dad on Discord, and you get cool swag box delivered to your house. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. That's the best commercial ever.
So Kevin just gave us a donation update, and this is how I was so just excited and euphoric. Wait, what's that? Oh yeah, well Kevin did. Do you want to give? Have we gone further? Or are we closer?
We had so many donations. I wanted to acknowledge people. We had so many donations from Hatchet John, Budrich, the Wicker Man, and Leroy Jenkins. And right now, Hatchet John is in the lead with 3,500 bits, and the second place Budrich with 2,500. The Wicker Man, 1K bits, and Leroy Jenkins, 500 bits.
Yeah. So, actual football, Kevin. I mean, you know, me and you, we're not at practice, so we don't pretend to, like, watch it. But I follow it on Twitter. You just go hashtag Saints, and you can do the latest. And until Elon breaks X or whatever the hell he wants to call it or do with it, until it doesn't work, it's a great way to follow. It's a great way to follow along. A Saints camp. Kevin, I got to say, the defensive line apparently is looking really good. And here's the thing. It's not just me saying it. Eric McCoy, Saints center, he's really impressed with the new guys on the defensive line. Thomas, play that sound.
A bit late on the trigger, but it's coming. It's
I think
coming.
All three of those guys can play, including Roach. I think Roach is a hell of a player as well. Sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. But I think we have a really dynamic interior. Guys are flying off the ball. Guys are flying to the ball, getting out of the stack. And honestly, Colin can run. I wasn't expecting that. He's gotten out on some screens, gotten out of the stack, and I was like, dang, he kind of rolling.
Good news, Kevin. I mean, you've been talking about it. Like, the defensive line needs to improve. They got all these new guys, and I know it's only like 2 days, but I feel like...
Come on,
like...
man. Come on. Come on. Don't what? Do this to me.
What?
Don't do this to me. Don't do this. Go on. But go on. Do it. Do it.
I want to get ridiculously excited about Colin Sanders. Like, maybe, potentially, the best Saints free agent signing since DeMario Davis. And Thomas, if I'm wrong, burn the tape. But
you're up to 8,500.
Wow, people are just going. Whenever it's strange, Kevin. When it's me and you, I feel like it should be more of a struggle to get.
It was a struggle from a few times ago. It was a struggle.
But not tonight, baby, because the Patriots...
Well, no, because tonight it's about celebrating and basking. That's what it is. They're just happy. they're happy we're out here basking like a couple of goofballs over winning a plaque that we may never see. So
we're never seeing it. You're never seeing a plaque like I'm never seeing a microphone wire that works all the time.
Or a functioning arm.
That's where we are. But
we're at 9,000.
Yeah. Wow. Get us there. So defensive line. If I said to you, Kevin, what are we, 6 days in the training camp? You got to ride with one dude. You got to ride with one guy, and all you have is your gut instinct. Is your gut instinct and Twitter, and you got to ride with one guy. Who are you picking?
You know, that's entering the Dave Cariello "When you come, you best come hard" Hall of Fame, and the Andrew Juge. We need you to come. We'll have a spot for you. Ralph has entered it with, "You need to ride a guy."
Oh, there, Ralph. I think it's time.
Wow. Is this, Kevin, a record? We're like not even really like 30 minutes in, barely.
Yeah, we're not 30 minutes in because there's no way that we did 30 minutes. There's no way because we didn't start at 9:05. I think we started closer to
9:10. So we're like
9:10, maybe even 9:15.
Yeah. All right. So, Thomas, who's the MVP?
Buttridge is in the lead by only 500 bits. So maybe let's give them a minute to overtake
give them
him.
A minute if you want to leap Buttridge and become MVP and pick.
No,
this Ryan's Irish cream looks vile. Powerhead doesn't scare me. But the Irish cream, I worry about chasing it with the beer. That seems like a very bad science. Like beer, like booze science. You chase the Irish cream with a beer. It's like mixing powders or something, you know, it's explosive. I'm creating like the Oppenheimer vomit bomb. The Tom. So,
it makes me almost
somebody, the Wicker Man says maybe Ralph's mic is drunk. So Buttridge wants to say the options are Hollerhead Bourbon and Ryan's Irish.
There you go, Hatchet John with 5 gifted subs.
All right, so it's Hatchet John. So Hatchet John, what do you want?
No, wait, Hatchet John is now in the lead with 6K base, damn.
Making it rain.
Wow.
Wait, I thought it was whoever crossed the 10,000 mark.
No, it's whoever donates the most. When I cross the 10,000, I drink. But whoever donates the most gets to pick. So what is it going to be? Hatchet John. Tough call. Oh, he says Irish cream. Of course he does.
Rain. I mean, do we give Buttridge time to respond? It's going to be a bit unfair to Buttridge, I think, Ralph.
Buttridge, do you want to... I'll give you Buttridge. You got 15 seconds to respond.
15 seconds? Jesus. In the meantime, thanks to Saints and Sooners for 1K bits. I think that's a first-time donation. Also, Archmage for subscribing for free with Twitch Prime.
Leroy Jenkins, Kevin, he posted in the chat. He said, "I'm calling it now." And I thought it was going to be, "This is the night that Ralph vomits." It was like ... And I thought it was going to be, "This is the night that Ralph vomits." But he's like, no. He said, "I'm calling it now. Jameis isn't going to make the team." We'll get to Sexy Jay Kaner in a minute. So what? I want to drink this. Let's go. Irish cream or what? Let's go.
Okay, Hatchet John.
What do we got?
Hatchet John said Irish cream. So,
all right. Oh, shit.
Go to that solo screen there, Tomas.
Let's hope his camera doesn't...
Yeah.
Wait a second. No. Too late.
Head up, head up, head up.
Oh, damn.
Surprisingly.
Nice sound
effects. Put that one like a champ.
Surprisingly not bad. A little milky at the end.
He washes it down with the champagne of beers.
With enough ale, maybe they can be inured against the horrors below.
What the fuck was that? What is that from, Thomas?
That was your conscience, man.
What? Is that for some weird Polish video game that's banned in the EU?
Can we only play Polish video games in Poland, Rob? You always say Polish video
that's
games.
Right. Cream is...
Damn.
Doc says cream is milky. Who thought? All right. So, Saint Kevin, the other Saints thing we got going on is, you know, he became an internet star because of his sexy poses, and we love them, and we wanted it. We did a mailbag where we said he should do a calendar. That's Jake Hayner. And we said he should do a calendar. But Kevin, he's looked amazing 3 days in a row. And I ask you this question because you are a tape eater, a studier of quarterback. You're practically like Bill Walsh. Has Jake Hayner, are you prepared to say that he's already better than Garrett Grayson or Ian Book ever were?
Well, Ian Book at least played, took meaningful snaps.
Not because they wanted him to.
Well, no, but he did take meaningful snaps in games. I definitely would say he's doing better than Sean Canfield ever did. Or
Canfield.
Probably above Garrett Grayson. He's on a trajectory to surpass Adrian McPherson.
Oh, I forgot McPherson.
He's going to have to get some in-game reps look, even if it's garbage time, if he gets garbage time reps, he'll surpass Chase Daniel. And if he gets a couple of meaningful game reps, then he has a good shot of passing Ian Book. But I just think whenever we have Jake Hayner video, we should be playing Handsome Boy Modeling School. So
I think they're banned. I think they'd throw us off of Twitch for that. Right, Thomas? You play like 5 seconds of music and they ban you. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Well, the hook is classical music, which is copyright free. So maybe you...
Oh, wow.
Maybe you just play that. And the people who know it's Handsome Boy Modeling
People
School...
People who know
like,
will know.
Yes, I know that riff goes to the Handsome Boy Modeling School song with those lines from that... oh shoot! What's his name? The dopey guy from Cabin Boy.
Oh yeah,
he'd show up on Letterman all the time. Chris Elliott. The lines from that short-lived TV show he had on Fox back in the day.
Okay. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. Dave just breaks in like Kramer on Seinfeld.
My name is Cariello. Well, we're waiting for the video to come up here for Dave.
That's right. Thomas, it's like, Thomas, I need you to do these real important things for the podcast. And he's like, yeah, cripple. I got sound bites to find. And he has 9,000 sound, a sound bite for every occasion instead of doing what I act. But Thomas is actually smarter than me. So
the soundboard is pretty complicated, very complex.
Yeah.
Damn. Rob switched to touching the wire to touching his internet cable. Holy shit.
What? I didn't touch anything. I Thomas, don't get on me. I haven't been hardwired in like two months. I haven't been hardwired for like 2 months. Thomas caught
me. Your audio's cut out there twice. All I heard was you say you haven't. All I heard you say was you haven't been hard in 2 months.
No, I'm saying I've been lying to Thomas. I hadn't been hardwired on the internet in the modem for 2 months, and I've been lying to him, and he caught me tonight, so I did it, and I'm actually hardwired into the modem tonight.
Oh, Ralph, look, joining us all the way from 1976
is Dave
Cariello.
Dave, was it
because I'm a small,
was it disco night for the parents
shot
out?
These are all fair assessments and quite accurate and funny assessments. Yeah, I'm wearing like a little bit of a shirt with a little bit of a pattern to it, I guess you could say. But
yeah,
I think if you saw the whole fit, you wouldn't think it was necessarily disco. But
I see
from the chest up, yes.
I see that shirt. I think I want to go to Funky Town.
Yeah. Right. All right. So I'm obviously late. I missed a bunch of shit.
Missed Ralph drinking.
Did we already get to the goal?
That's right.
Yeah.
Irish cream
down the hatch.
Oh yeah.
Thanks to who? Who do we have to thank for that?
I mean, Bud Rich, Hatchet John.
All right, great.
Tons of people.
Whenever Hatchet John's around, we always get there a little bit quicker.
Says you're dressed like Job from.
Jesus! Stop talking.
You're dressed like Job from Arrested Development.
Job. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what
shut up!
That Saints Rabbit or Dr. Zaya says. No, I had dinner. We had dinner reservations at 7 o'clock. My kids are out of town. My parents took my kids. They're in Charleston. My mother flew back with the kids. Took
lucky.
Them. No kids, 4 days straight. We went to dinner with some friends. 7 o'clock. I figured 9 o'clock was no problem. But like just to spite me and knowing that I had the podcast at 9, they all, including my wife, decided to like make a joke of it and take their sweet ass time. And the waiter would come over and be like, "Are you ready to order?" And be like, no, we need a little more time. Like, just zero respect for my schedule and my time and my hobbies.
So that's why I'm this late.
Yeah, that's why I'm this late. We could have easily 2 hours for dinner should have been not a problem at all. And it turned into a 2.5-3 hour affair just out of spite. So, touche my wife on that, I guess. So I missed, we talked about the podcast. I love you guys. You guys are the best. I can't believe I've been doing this for 10 years. Jay Kaner is the next coming of Drew Brees. And I think, is that it? Am I all caught up? Oh, and I'm drinking. I'm drinking Heavy Hands by Spindle Tap. So yeah, I think I'm all caught up.
Here's what I was going to say, Dave. I asked Kevin this. Is Jay Kaner already better than Garrett Grayson and Ian Book? I asked Kevin, so I'll ask you.
Yeah, already. Unfortunately, you know, it's a trade-off because we don't get the song. Like, without Ian Book, we don't get the rainbow song, you know. So, Jay Kaner, we don't have that. But Jay Kaner did give us the photo shoot.
Kevin has a song idea for
I told Ralph we can play Handsome Boy Modeling School. And if we can't play the exact song itself with all the drops from that Christopher Elliott show from way back in the day, we can at least play the classical music that was the backdrop for the song.
You know.
Because it's old classical music, and it's not copyrighted anymore.
Yeah.
I'll go find it.
This thing is with training camp. Dave, the vibes are still...
Seems very slow here, this podcast.
Well, no.
I'm coming in with a lot of energy, and I'm feeling like this is a really slow...
Well, I'm discombobulated.
You guys aren't meeting me. You're not matching my energy here.
Dave, I'm discombobulated because we got emotional at the beginning of the show, and...
What did I miss? What do you mean you got... Because
we won awards.
We won.
And you didn't beat Les East. Did Les East win?
I don't win. I'm never winning a writing.
Did Les East win?
Of course he won a writing award. Of course he did. And I didn't even finish top three. I did, like, last year was some of my best work ever. Doesn't matter. I'm never winning. This podcast will win awards for infinity. I will never finish in the top three of anything writing. Probably because I can't put a sentence together. But Dave.
Saints
you
Rabbit
need to task me with submitting your entry to Rolf.
Saints not Rabbit brings up, raises a good question. Is Jay Kaner on Cameo?
Ooh, that's a great. I mean, we'd have to
that's
set a
question
high.
For Andrew.
We need. I think if we ever cut a new open using a Saints player and it's not Jay Kaner, that's on us. That's a
Juge is the cameo fetishist.
By the way, Juge. By the way, Juge is in Houston. Did you know that? Did you know that, Andrew? I mean, He's going out of his way to not be on the podcast and to not spend any time and with
I, you. I'm going to go on, and I'm going to. He's going to be in Houston. He's going to an Astros game tomorrow. Unfortunately, I can't go. But we may get together for drinks. But knowing Andrew, he'll avoid me like the plague.
Jake Haner is not on Cameo. On Cameo and is only $50.
It doesn't matter because it's not Jake Haner, and we're not cutting a new intro.
Pierre Thomas.
Okay. All right. Pierre Thomas.
Pierre Thomas.
I might be okay with that. You said the one name,
Tomas,
that I would maybe be okay with.
Yeah.
I love me some PT. Anyway, let's keep things
going. Wicker Man makes a great point. Juge, he could have done Closet Chums with me.
That's right.
And he refused.
He refused.
Yeah. He refused to do Closet Chums with me.
That's right.
Yeah.
So did we cover all the big topics of training camp? Where are we here?
I mean, we covered, you know, they signed a bunch of guards. They all got injured. Andres Pete injured, yada, yada.
The guy retired. He was like, F this shit.
That was great. The guy retired. He pulled the Dan Morgan. Or if you want to be more modern, he pulled the Kiko Alonso. Just one day and was like, he was like, fuck that. I'm done. I'm out.
Des Bryant.
I
was going to say, to be fair, as the only one on this podcast who lives in New Orleans, I played golf today, but I mean, it's hot.
We can't see that.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not going to go ahead. I'm not going to compare golf to football as far as like strenuous the level of difficulty, but like if you're just walking around and playing golf, it's not terrible. But yes, if you're running around in pads and hitting,
were you
people,
in a cart though? Did you have a cart with like a fan that was like spritzing?
I don't have a fan, but yes, I'm in a cart. Yes.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's so hot that like just playing golf, normally playing golf, like you are soaked after you are done. Like you can't do anything outside without. I need it personally for me. I'm a sweater. Like I keep a change of clothes in my car at all times.
Thomas, bookmark that.
And Tomas, before I get to this, check the timestamp.
Before I get to this football question, I want to remind people that they can sub for free if you're Amazon Prime member every month, not just once. You can use your Amazon Prime subscription on Twitch, and boom, it doesn't cost you anything. It's a great way to support the podcast.
Who was the center we got from the Bears a few years ago?
He
didn't like retire after one practice. So he played in a game. Then they benched him and he got mad and he retired.
Right.
Yeah. Here's my question though. I think of a good, solid, serious football question. Of course, just Dave just picks up and because of course he does.
I'm right here.
But here's my question, and I'll start so you can think about it. And Butteridge, of course, says he retired after the Houston game, week 3. Here's my question, Kevin. We've had 6 days of practice. Who are you most excited to see in the preseason? And I'll give my answer, and I have admitted this.
Wait, who am I most excited to see what?
Who are you most excited to see in a preseason game?
Okay.
So not
I'll
who we're
my
most
ex- first.
So
I'm,
not who
I'm
we're most
biased.
Not who we're most excited to see in a spread of Playgirl magazine.
No.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. Just make it. All right. On the football.
So the guy I'm most excited to see in preseason, and I admit this is biased because he saved me from having the game.
Jesus,
almost single-handedly, I feel like, saved me from having the gambling apocalypse in 2022. And that's Kendre Miller, TCU running back. He's looked great at practice, and I'm excited because he won me a ton of money college football last year. And he's going to look great for the Saints in preseason. People are going to get excited about him. We're going to see like 4 carries from him. He's going to have 80 yards. We're going to like put him in bubble wrap. We've seen enough. Kevin, who are you most excited to see in preseason now that you've had 6 practices to read about on Twitter?
Dave, you muted.
No, Dave, you're trying to interrupt, but you've muted yourself.
Well, that's good. I've stopped myself, but Ralph, we heard about half of that.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
So. You're excited pretty for bad. Kendra Miller. That's really the gist.
That's about it.
We got the front. We didn't get the beginning or the end.
I blame Thomas. Thomas, if I would have just been on the Wi-Fi, this wouldn't be happening. But I'm hardwired in, and now it's gone to kaput. It's gone
kaput. That's on me. On me, man. Wi-Fi
kaput,
next.
Not kaput. Kaput.
Kaput. Also, thanks to Butters for 500 bits, and he said, "Have you all seen the Boston PD dude going down the new slide?"
No, what new slide? Yeah. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
What is this?
They had built a new slide in Boston, and he tested it out, and your boy came down like about 80 miles an hour on the like stainless steel slide. It reminded me of Clark Griswold in Christmas Vacation when he greases up the little disc.
It's worse than that, man. Imagine taking a ratty old sneaker and throwing it in your dryer by itself and putting it on like permanent press setting and just hearing it freaking rattle around. That's what it sounds like. This guy with his gear belt on and his clips of 9mm is rattling around this giant metal ass slide, and he comes flying out at an awkward angle on his face. On his face, right. And then goes flying off the slide. Right. Like that looks like it got greased and shot out of a cannon, but he's rattling around this slide like a shoe in a dryer.
Yeah.
Oh, and to answer your question, which player am I most excited to see in preseason games? Yeah,
getting back on topic, yes.
I'll say Trevor Penning, because I want to see the guy play.
Ooh,
I want to see if he can actually contribute. I mean, with Pete hurt, we need some good news to cling to on the offensive line. I know Trevor Penning is not going to be playing guard, it's tackle, but I need some good news on the offensive line.
That's good news, because Trevor Penning, his snaps with the ones apparently was ramped up really high today, and he took all the snaps with the ones. So, Dave, go ahead.
There's a million and one answers to this question. It's a good question, Ralph. But I wasn't joking earlier. Honestly, I'll say, first of all, actually, you're all wrong. We should all be saying we're most excited to see our undrafted free agent son. So I'll say Shaq Davis. I'm excited to see Shaq Davis.
Nah.
Have not heard much about him thus far. So that can't bode well.
The Saints aren't really into orgies. I haven't heard anything about orgies.
Well, I mean, like, I guess the good news is, like, right now we're all healthy. And everybody's playing well, so it's tough for.
You don't even include Pete. You're just like injured.
Well, I don't know what what's been discussed already.
I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, I know, it doesn't matter. But honestly, like seriously, like Jake Haener, like even though we have Derek Carr, what if Jake Haener ends up being awesome? Like if you have an extra great quarterback, you trade him, get something you need, get some elite level defensive end or something, or get a draft pick, a top.
You're not going to trade Jake Haener and get an elite level defensive end.
Oh,
you might.
You don't know. What if he's like Matt Flynn or like, I don't know. He like put up crazy things. And
if Jake,
who knows?
If Jake
or either Haener, way, or you get it, or you get a draft pick and ends up being
I think best case scenario for Jake Haener is he looks really good in two straight preseasons, and you get the Matt Schaub, where Atlanta traded Matt
Schaub
to the
Texans. Matt Schaub, there you go.
And got a top 40 pick. Like there that
you,
would be,
and that's fine.
That'd be awesome. You turn a fourth round pick into it. But I kind of want Jake Haener to be
dynasty,
the
guys. Dynasty.
Has it been like this all the whole time with Ralph?
No,
I got here.
No, it wasn't that bad.
It was a little shaky before, but kind of lazy Susaning our way around it. But but ever since you signed on, Dave, it went to pat, as Ralph would say.
Kapat.
Did Thomas? Should I like reboot my whole laptop and start again? Which would be really on brand for the night we celebrated.
I don't know, man. Maybe let's try to plow through.
There we go. When in doubt, do what Kevin would do.
The Plowmaster.
All right. Thomas, what do you got for trivia?
Yeah, finally, trivia from Badrich. As always.
Let's get this over with.
Pretty easy tonight. So this one is for Dave. Dave only.
What?
How many touchdowns did Jimmy Graham score against the Falcons as a Saint?
Wow.
How many years was he on the team? He was here from 2011. Was he drafted in 2010 or 11?
2010.
Yeah.
2010.
Ruffles already Googling.
I'm going to say
11. I'm going to say 11.
Thomas, my mic sounds like I'm at the bottom of a swimming pool. Googling how many touchdowns Jimmy Graham is like the 20th thing on my mind right now.
Sounds about right.
I'm going to say 11.
11?
Got to be higher than that.
Got to be. Well.
Didn't he have a couple of multi ones?
Sure.
He played from 2010 to 2014 for the Saints, right?
Yeah.
And they traded him in 2015. So he played 2010, 11, 12,
5 years. 40.
So we played 10 games.
Yep.
And his first touchdown was against Atlanta. So that's one.
And I figured he averaged one a game, and then I gave him an extra one.
Howard said 11, final answer.
That's what I'm saying.
11, final answer? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
There we go.
Let's see if...
I think it's more.
You're right. More?
Yeah, like 14.
Oh.
Wow. Hey, that's... I mean, that's...
Everybody in the chat, too, was going high. Leroy Jenkins at 14, Nikolai...
Wow, I mean... It
and
felt like that.
Told me it was a gimme. It was a gimme.
How is that a gimme? Who knows?
What?
Budrich, your standards are a little higher. Not everybody has your breadth of knowledge. But
you know what? He caught two as a member of the Chicago Bears against Atlanta. And he caught one as a member of the Seahawks.
Wait, does that... Was the question as a Saint, though?
As a Saint.
As a Saint.
Oh, so he was he's at 11 total for his career.
So he's had 11 total
Dave
touchdown
wants credit.
Catches.
Oh, I knew that. So I got them mixed up. I just didn't understand the question. Knew it was 8.
Yeah. Just make excuses. Man.
I was thinking career.
My name is Cariello.
I thought you were asking about career touchdowns against the Falcons. I didn't realize it was just as the Saints. Wow. I already knew that was 11. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's fine.
Yeah.
Good question, Budrich. I'm sorry these guys.
Budrich called you a liar.
It's a layup, guys. It's a layup.
Are you
making
Thomas,
fun of Budrich, Ralph? Nice.
Bro. I am. Because y'all are just they're crushing me in the chat about my mic. And I feel terrible because here's the thing.
As they should be. Good job, guys. Keep it up, guys.
The irony of taking a lap on this podcast for being the greatest podcast and also having terrible audio is can't be lost on anybody.
Everything about the mic is brand new. Me and Thomas did the training camp minute today. It worked fine. And now it's a pile of bolts to the graveyard. We're up, by the way, the microphone graveyard's up to double digits. If you include headsets, this is microphone 11.
Yeah. Max could have gone to college, but instead, Dad has
a microphone fetish. That's right. So Thomas, hit it, take it to the top. So, first question, Kevin, you would be the Dave can answer this too. My microphone quality, would you say it's like 2015 quality for this podcast, 2016 quality?
It's pre-Thomas.
Wow, that's awful.
It's pre-Thomas.
Pierre Saint Thomas? Rabbit.
Yeah, right. Maybe. Maybe.
Saints Rabbit says, a New Orleans water pipe is more reliable than Ralph's mic.
Wow. That's accurate and disappointing all at the same time.
Doc says, what about the pumps?
Wow. Well, those are also
Thomas.
Not great.
Thomas, what you got for us? First question.
All right, first question. Award-winning question from Saints Rabbit. He asks, if you could have a turd cake in the likeness of your two-peat, congrats again, award sent to the football nerd, sports personality, or other person of your choosing,
this is easy.
Who would receive the cake?
This is
so easy. Come on. I feel like we all have the same answer. We should all just say it on the count of three at the same time.
No, because I had an immediate snap response answer, and then I had a secondary answer, and I kind of like my secondary answer.
I mean, I would give it to, because I don't have personal beef with like local people, so I would give it to Jameis 101.
Oh,
you weren't thinking him. You didn't have Jameis 101.
I was not thinking Jameis 101.
I haven't thought about Jameis. I haven't thought about Jameis 101 in months.
Well, that's good. Glad you bring it up.
Wow,
that's like the Madman meme. I don't think about you at all.
Well, no, but the irony of that is that. Don was thinking about that guy all the time because he was the young, hot, up and coming ad guy.
Right.
So it's like and all then these he people got crazy. Are using this meme and they're using this meme out of context. Anyway, that's sorry true. To sorry right. to be
damn, here, Kevin.
There, man. You go, Ralph. Who?
Wow, that is true though.
This is Jameis 101 is strong, and I can't believe like if I would have thought of it, I would have said that one, but I didn't. So this one was hard. Nick Wright would be up there.
Oh, okay. All right.
Nick Wright would be really strong.
He's the guy that like looks like a vampire. He's got like he's like narrow faced and he's in Toronto or whatever.
He looks like the animated version of Count Dooku.
Yeah. I just saw him today at lunch on the TV. He was being interviewed by Coward.
Yeah, him and Colin Coward, they create the turd Voltron of hot take. But if I'm going, I'm sending Bill Barnwell a microphone made of turds with the Saints Happy Hour logo. It's going to be Bill Barnwell. That's final answer. Because I hate him. Because I hate him, and he always writes Saints are in capel, yada yada. Yeah, he made fun of me on a podcast, so I'm fucking
just nod. Just definitely. Kevin, just smile.
We need to just get you a small whiteboard so you can just write all your answers down like it's Final Jeopardy, and just hold it up to the screen. And then I'll guide you to either hold it. It's too low, Ralph. No, it's too high. Now it's too low. But I'll guide you through it.
Wow.
Because I heard about 7.4% of all that. All
right, well, it's Bill Barnwell, and I'm furious that I finally hardwired in, and now my mic's gone to crap. I blame Thomas. Bill Barnwell, I hate you. You're getting a turd microphone. Final answer.
My snap answer was Jeff Duncan.
I knew you'd say that.
Yeah, I know. That was like, I don't know, but that was the snap answer.
Too close to home.
Yeah.
But I don't live in New Orleans anymore, so.
I do.
But then part of me was like, maybe I do Christian Garrick.
Ooh.
Because I have beef with Christian Garrick.
Hmm.
So, yeah, there you go.
Interesting. For another day, we'll save that for another day.
Yes, it's not. It's not worth. It's basically just like here you go. Take this. Open it up. Put this turd award on your mantle. And yeah, whatever. I'm rambling too much. Christian Garrick. He's a goofball, so he can take that and enjoy it. All right, awkward silence. Tomas, next awkward question. Come on,
it
please.
Wasn't awkward silence. I was actually talking in the mic. No one could hear me.
No, we could not.
Go ahead.
We heard absolutely nothing.
All right, next question. First time on here, but I would like to know who normally mows Dave's yard. For my personal boozy meter, that's a question from Lizard Mang.
Fuck. Okay. I have something to say about this, actually.
I can't lie.
So, up until literally about 3 weeks ago, I mowed my own lawn. I mowed it, trimmed it, edged it. I've got a lawnmower. I've got.
And you're talking about your actual lawn, not your man parts.
Correct. This isn't a euphemism. I'm talking about outside my house. I have an edger. I've got a string trimmer. And my wife always bitched that I didn't do it enough. Again, these aren't euphemisms.
You weren't edging enough.
Well, no, she would just bitch because she'd be like, you don't do it every week, like it should be done every week, not every other week, or blah blah blah, or you only
if you come
mowed the lawn and then next week you edge and blah blah. And so literally 3 weeks ago, I finally, the guy that was doing my neighbor's yard, he was out there, and I said, how much to do my yard to? And he was like, $40. And I said, okay,
done, deal, start
my yard. Yeah,
Dave's edging right the neighbors.
Because I'm a small 2,000 square foot shop.
I know where Lizard Mang was going with that question, and I think that I fall on the non-bougie side of the meter. I just went over to the dark side.
Is Lizard Mang your neighbor? Well,
I don't. I'm wondering. Well, actually, my neighbor is running for Jefferson Parish City Council.
Maybe state comptroller. It sounds better.
My crippled ass
District
hasn't
five.
Mowed. My crippled ass hasn't mowed my.
Nope.
Just saying.
Nope.
He's evolving, guys. He's evolving.
Mowed. What? How many years? Just hold up your hand. Hold up the good hand and count off that. In 5 years. Five plus what? 5 plus 1. All right, so in 6-7 years, you have not mowed your own lawn. All right, there we go. Wow. We're communicating with him, folks. It's an audio medium, but we're communicating. I'm narrating. This guy's got the audio quality of the original print of Battleship the Temple.
I hate all of you.
Jesus Christ.
What's next, Thomas?
Is this the one for awards also, guys?
Yeah, it's burning. Okay,
Jar Jar Binks was easier to understand than Ralph tonight.
Next question from Bulky. Which of the stars of the first week of camp do you expect to fall off?
Ralph, what are you doing?
Ooh. I'm sad. My mic is not working. I'm just frustrated.
Okay. Well, let's list the stars. Who are we? Yeah. Okay. Great.
Who's gonna fall?
Who are we considering to be the stars? Who are we putting in this category that are the stars?
Jake Haner.
Yeah. Okay.
Jake Haner.
What? One. Like Alante Taylor?
The Juju's son. What was his name?
Juju.
Punk guy.
Headley.
Well, what about
We want him to fail, guys. We want him to fail.
Well, what's the kicker?
Group.
Lutz. No, but Lutz. Grup. I mean, Lutz has been doing well. No,
he started doing well the other day, right? Like, because the other guy was like 5 for 5, 6 for 6, or something like that.
That's right.
Lutz out here fighting for his life.
It's a good question. I'm going to say the person who's going to fall off is going to be Shahid, because Shahid is just like his hype is flying too close to the sun, and he's going to
the sun never sits on the Jewish Empire.
Is Jimmy Graham a week one star?
Yeah, he's looking amazing. He looks thinner, faster.
I'm going to say Jimmy Graham. He's going to fall off.
Oh damn!
He plays basketball.
I know, in college. I know. Your wire cut out, yeah. But I know that he played basketball in college. And then he transitioned to football.
All right. What's next, Thomas?
All right. Final question of the show. Belongs to your boy, Alan. And this is a Dave question. And you're going to know why
in a second. I get another question all to myself.
Wow. No, this is a Dave question. Not to you. But this is a Dave question.
I sure feel special. You really close know how to make ears, a gal kids. Feel special.
Your girlfriend and mom switch bodies. Oh. You have to sleep with one of them to change them back. Which one are you sleeping
what?
With? One. Somebody girlfriend watches. And mom's body. Two. Mom and girlfriend's body.
Write it down.
We talked. Didn't we talk about this? Didn't I?
We did.
This was a question. It wasn't worded exactly like this. It didn't have to. There wasn't. It wasn't. The switching back, you know, having sex with them wasn't a necessary thing, but it was just a general question. But yeah, this is on a podcast of mine.
Somebody's on Pornhub way too much.
So girlfriend. So would you rather sleep with your girlfriend in your mom's body or your mom in your girlfriend's body? I think you.
Dave likes this question. I did get points of clarification. On this. So point of clarification one is you have to choose. You can't just decide to like drink poison or something. Point of clarification two, are you allowed to wear a blindfold or is the other person allowed to wear a blindfold? I was told that the blindfold is okay.
All right. Here's my answer. Here's my answer. And this is the answer. There's only one correct answer.
All right.
Okay, and I'm basing this answer based on the question, the way the question is worded. Okay, this is, I'm putting my legal hat on here. So the correct answer is two, you have sex with your mom in your girlfriend's body.
What? Okay. No, that is
yes,
wrong.
Stop. No. I'm going to tell you why. Because...
No,
stop. I'm going to tell you why. Because you're having sex with your girlfriend's body. So you that's what you're looking at. So you've got that going for you. And then... after you have completed the act and you are finished, it says in the question, you have to sleep with one of them to change them back. So I'm going to assume that as soon as the act is completed, which ends with you ejaculating, that the change happens immediately. So you sleep with your girlfriend's body, you ejaculate, your mom immediately turns to your girlfriend. And so there you have your girlfriend after you finished.
/ wife back.
Yes. And everything's okay, and everything's gone.
No, hang on, Chief. I don't know. I don't know where you might have been raised, Dave, but things don't end. Things don't end until both parties arrive at the destination, which means you have to go to town on your mom in your girlfriend's body, and she has to get mentally there get to the destination that you're going to.
All right, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I'm just going to pretend my mic is out.
Your mic's already out. There is no goddamn pretending with you.
Wow. Ralph's like, you can see Ralph, he's throwing the wire around. Like, there's no way. You guys can't hear anything I'm saying. Like,
oh, Ralph's mic just got worse.
Yeah. Look at Ralph. He's picking up the Yeti. There's no way we're hearing anything.
He picked one from the graveyard. Plugged it in.
While we went unlocking. I hate all of you.
Holy Christ on a cracker. Anyway, well, I thought I was right, but maybe I'm not.
Maybe you don't.
Dave is in the it's a myth camp, so he's fine.
I'm going to get another drink.
Maybe it's good not to be right with this question.
There is no correct answer. There is no right answer.
Yeah. That's why it was a Dave question, man.
That's why it's like my mic, it's not working. There is no solution for my mic tonight. There is no right answer for this question. Can anybody hear me?
Yeah.
Earth, yeah. Are you out there? And
I mean, your mic is fine. It's your internet, man. Come on.
It's my internet. Well, The sad part about this is I didn't, because my internet was so bad behind the scenes, I went from the good camera to the backup camera. And when I went to the backup camera, I closed OBS and I didn't record the backup version. And in the backup version, my mic always works because it's hardwired through my computer. And it just records my mic, and I don't have that version. So I apologize to everybody. This is, it breaks my heart. But so we're done. So Thomas, recap all the people who donated. Tell us the MVP. And Thomas, I would tell them that their donations would help me buy a new wire. We get a new mic, but that's not true. I got a brand new mic. Maybe I need a new modem. But anyway, recap the people who graciously donated.
New internet provider. So we reached our goal for the fourth time in a row with
Is this the most we've ever gotten on a single show? Because we're looking at 13,500
Not even close, man.
Wow.
During the regular season, we had like 30,000 bits or something like that, if I remember correctly. But tonight we reached our goal with 3,500. Bits to spare, and thanks to Akmich, to Romeo, to Leroy Jenkins, to Saints and Sooners, to the Wicker Man, to Trivia Master Budrich, and of course the MVP, who is
my microphone,
Hatchet John, with 6k bits. Your internet. For the fifth time this offseason, by the way, Hatchet John.
I love that Hatchet John.
I want to be like George Crazy. Bush at the World Trade Center. Can you hear me in the back? They can hear me. You can hear me. And soon everybody will hear you loud and clear.
What? What?
No,
and that worked for that. It's not even a good joke. It's not a bad joke. It's a joke that just doesn't make sense, even in context. You're just pawing around with that one good arm looking for a joke, and you can't find it. You can't find it here.
The main thing I need to find
is open mic night all over again.
I need to find better internet.
By the way, my wife and I were watching the new Mark Norman comedy special on Netflix. Have either of you guys watched that yet?
No, Mark Norman.
He's from New Orleans. He went to Jesuit. He's like a pretty up and coming comedian. He's getting pretty popular. Yeah. Well, no, across the country. He's got a Netflix special.
Yeah.
Anyway, we watched it. I was not that impressed.
Making it rain.
I hate to say it.
Mark Norman. You know what? I've probably seen. I'm just looking at a picture of him.
But he probably would have been doing. Yeah, I'm sure you have. But he would have been.
I've seen him on Twitter.
He's our age, or maybe a little younger than y'all. So he would have been. You know, he might have been coming up with you guys.
I'm 47. How old is he?
No, he's younger though. He's maybe my age. Maybe 40, 41.
He's 39. Thanks,
Hatchet John, for gifting us up to Jerry. By the way,
making it rain.
Thanks, everybody.
Who are the guys that sang Up All Night to Get Lucky? Who are those guys? Are those the guys
Daft
that are running? Is Daft Punk running Ralph's audio? It's I would like to thank.
That's Lou Gehrig.
Touche.
Thomas, how is it now?
Fine.
As always, man.
So perfect. So we got to get out of here before it all burns down. So I want
to
thank
to Jason Champagne. Thanks for 2 gifted subs. Damn, they keep on coming. Ralph, sorry.
it's beautiful. They're like, get him a new mic. Get him new modem. Get him internet. I need the Dave high speed. What is that? Fiber internet.
I got AT&T fiber. Yeah,
I got any AT&T fiber. Get it for me. I want to thanks to everybody for listening and supporting Saints Happy Hour.
Ralph is broadcasting from the Alamo's basement right now.
I am.
And let's play the video again, Ralph. After
Dave never saw it.
Play the video, then I'll say goodbye. Play the video, Tom. Or you want to play it after I say goodbye?
What is this
after
video?
After you say goodbye.
Okay. After. So I want to thank everybody for supporting.
But I will not cut you off.
After. Okay. So thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting Saints Happy Hour. Please go to saintshappyhour.com. Become a patron. Support the show. We've had record listeners the last 7 days, like out of the incredible numbers, like 2,000 a day. Please, you listen to the free version. Support the show. And hey, if you don't become a patron and you only listen to the free version, I'm going to cram more ads written by my son, Max. That is my promise to you. If you don't like my son reading ads in the free version, become a patron and you won't have to listen to Max reading ads trying to get you to donate. So
do you really have your son reading ads?
I have my son reading ads and I'm going to jam them in all over the free podcast to make people sign up because they'll get tired of it and they'll want the ad-free version. But we can't do it without support. That's why I have to do that to the people that listen to the free version. You're going to get a lot of my son, a lot of it.
So, wait, did we also say rip to Pee-wee? Did we talk about Pee-wee?
No, we didn't.
Okay, rest in peace, Pee-wee.
Yeah. Rest in Pee-wee. Pee-wee Herman. Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Fantastic movie. Thanks to Dave. I'm not thanking Andrew because he's not here. He's in Houston. He couldn't even come and be closet chums with
yes.
me. Wouldn't even do that.
Yeah. But you're not Kevin. In your closet. You're in your living room, right? So he couldn't be a living room lad.
Could have been fathead chums.
I'm in my living room with a 1947 microphone, but he couldn't be here. He should have been.
Surely there's Kevin. No alcohol in your house that he would want to drink. That's probably why he didn't come.
I got that Jefferson fancy pants bourbon that he drinks. I drink nice bourbon too. And thanks to Kevin. Thanks to Thomas, the best producer on earth, running the show back in Poland. Thomas, can you fix my audio? Because that would win a fucking award. Can you? Is there anything you could do for my audio? No. What does it say? Thank you. Thank you. So remember, kids, if you're going to support a Saints podcast, support the one that wins back-to-back awards. And until next time, the bar is closed.
Tell them Large Marge
sent
you. Hey, guys,
Wicker Man here. Congrats on the award. Okay. I'm so proud of y'all.
Holy shit, guys. You did it again. That's impressive.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I just wanted to congratulate you on 2 years running of winning the Podcast of the Year award.
Unbelievable. You mean to tell me for 2 years, Louisiana has decided that you guys are the best sports podcast for now 2 years in a row?
Hey, guys. Just wanted to congratulate AI Thomas on winning the award.
I got to say, you know, winning it 2 years in a row, that means it's time to really double down on everything that y'all are doing.
I can't even remember the last time the actual Saints did something twice in a row, except suck. Maybe that'll change this year.
We need the Kevin Love update to go from 10 minutes to 20.
My question for you is how? And maybe a follow-up of why?
We need Dave's rants to get 15% louder, and we need them to interrupt people about 20% more.
And that's where Saints Happy Hour and your very special brand of stupidity has really kept me going, it has to be said.
In all seriousness, you guys are doing a much better job with the podcast. It's gotten much better. And
Ralph, the next time you pronounce someone's name correctly, I just want you to know you're putting the whole thing at risk.
There are a lot of tough times that I've had where just the sound of Cariello going off on one, or Kevin having one of his amazing rants, or Ralph mispronouncing everything and choosing what you do and how brilliant you are at the analysis.
Speaking to someone who doesn't typically listen to podcasts a lot, I really do enjoy your work, even though I'm kind of helping you guys with the trivia questions every now and then.
For a football podcast to come on its own when there is no football is just, that's genius. I love it.
And Andrew, please do not show up on time. It's not time to change the formula. It's time to double down. That's what we need to do to win round three.
Congratulations nonetheless. Love you guys. Cheers. Here's to a three-peat. Let's do it.
Dave, Kevin, Ralph, Andrew, I'm glad you guys are getting recognized. I'm glad you guys are doing way better. And hopefully I'll keep dropping you guys some nice trivia questions.
I just want to say thank you for all the joy you've brought us. And I hope you're well. And many more years to come. And I love all of you.
We're almost to goat status, guys. Keep it up.
Oh, that's incredible.